Today's reading is from Luke chapter 23, beginning in verse 1. Luke chapter 23, beginning in verse 1, says, "Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, 'We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king.' And Pilate asked him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' And he answered him, 'You have said so.' Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, 'I find no guilt in this man.' But they were urgent, saying, 'He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee even to this place.' When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him, because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by vehemently accusing him, and Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then arraying him in splendid clothing, he sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before this they had been at enmity with each other. Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said to them, 'You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people, and after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him.'" That's going to end our reading for today. And let's think about what's going on here. Jesus has been betrayed by Judas, arrested, taken before the council. He's been mistreated there. He's been falsely accused. He's then taken over to Pilate. Pilate listens. They make false accusations again, things that you and I both know are lies because they were in our recent readings, such as forbidding them to give tribute to Caesar. He told them to render unto Caesar what was Caesar's. But that doesn't fit their narrative, so they lie about him. Pilate doesn't see any problem with him, and he sees a way of escape in the situation that he's a Galilean. He sends him over to Herod. Now, Herod, I guess, wanted to be entertained. He wanted to see some sign that was done by him. But Jesus doesn't answer him, so he doesn't give him the satisfaction and does not entertain him. And so they mistreat him there, and it says that the Jews were standing by to vehemently accuse him. I'm sure it is more false accusation. And then it gets sent back to Pilate. He gets sent back to Pilate. And Pilate makes this statement in verse 14. "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people, and after examining him before you, I did not find this man guilty." So Pilate at least sees through some of this. Maybe he doesn't see that they're necessarily lying, but he sees that there's no army following Jesus. There's no insurrection going on. There's nothing that would concern the Roman government at this point. I think that Pilate just sees this as an internal religious matter. And so just to try to appease them, he makes that statement, "I will therefore punish and release him." And so Pilate really doesn't want to be involved in this. And tomorrow's reading, we'll get into a little bit more of this. But think about this situation that's going on. I mean, would you want to get embroiled in this if you were Pilate? You know, if you were a judge of some sort and you know there's something convoluted going here and you know that the person standing before you might be guilty of something against the other people in some religious matter, but you know he's not guilty of the things they're saying, how would you respond? How would you react? Well, I try to give Pilate a little bit of credit in that, you know, he really doesn't want to be putting somebody to death who doesn't deserve it. And there were probably some Roman issues involved there too with putting someone to death. But these Jews, they know that they can't bring a religious matter before Pilate. There's no way for Pilate to do anything about a religious matter. That the Romans wouldn't have anything to do with it. So they make three accusations. One, misleading the nation. Two, forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, that is, pay taxes, which would have been very important to the Romans. And three, that he himself is Christ, who is a king. And of course, they're phrasing that in such a way to make accusation that he would put himself in the place of Caesar here. He would usurp Caesar. When he sends him over to Herod, it says that they, you know, got over some of their enmity between them, that they were able to ease some of the tension between those two men on this day. It was a bonding moment for them, I guess you might say. But Pilate is really desperate to get out of this. And once Herod's not entertained, well, he's kind of done with it too and sends him back. But both of them agree that there's nothing under Roman rule that they can do about this situation. Really, when you think about it, everybody was faced with a decision that day. I mean, you had Judas that made the decision to betray him. You had the disciples that were with him, the decision to scatter. You had the decision of even the ruling council, so they had to decide what they were going to do with him. I think you even had the decision of the soldiers, what they were going to do after the healing of the servant's ear. You've got Pilate faced with a decision. You've got Herod faced with a decision. Everybody that comes face to face with Jesus has to make a decision. What are we going to do with Jesus? And I think we're still faced with that decision today. We're faced with him through the scriptures, in the word, and we have to decide, what am I going to do with Jesus? Am I going to accept? Am I going to listen? Am I going to believe? Or am I going to reject and go against what I find? Now, I gave Pilate a little bit of credit, but I also want us to realize that Pilate and Herod are very much politicians. And we're going to see that as this begins to play out a little bit more. But both of them, they want to make the Roman government happy, so they keep their position. But they also have to keep the people happy, because if there's too much turmoil within their areas, then they could lose their position that way as well. So both of them are trying to, I guess, find a middle ground and not really commit one way or the other in this situation. Even though they say they've found no fault in him, when it comes down to it, when they're truly pressed, they make a poor decision. But regarding decisions, think back to some of the other passages. Luke chapter 9, Jesus asked the question, "Who do you say that I am?" Luke chapter 14, he pointed out that there's a cost to truly deciding to follow Jesus. In John chapter 20, John states that these things were written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. That's even a choice to believe and then a choice to act on that belief in order to obey. And sometimes we may dig our heels in and we may resist. But when it comes down to it, the day of judgment is going to be a judgment based on choice. What choice do we make? Choice to follow, or a choice to abandon, a choice to support, or a choice to oppose. What are we going to do with Jesus? Let's pray that we have the boldness to follow Jesus no matter what the world says, no matter what pressures might come to bear against us. Let's make the decision that faith demands. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.